Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of The Fun Zone. I am your host, Bryn Lee, and we're here to play songs about 420. Because even though it's not 420 now, it was 420 not all that long ago. And, you know, we just want to pay tribute to a wonderful plant, a plant that helps many, many people deal with medical issues, chronic pain, people who suffer with cancer and glaucoma, and of course, just, you know, the average everyday person that is under a bit of stress and needs a little bit of comfort, you know, just a stupid movie and a little bit of herb. So tonight we are playing songs about weed because it is, in fact, the weekend of 420 here as I record this episode. Now, those of you who listen on the radio, there is a bit of a delay. Some of you may not get this show until, like, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday even, if you're listening on the internet radio network. So, you know, we are possibly way past 420 by the time you're hearing this. But that doesn't mean that you can't get stoned, you know? Like, why not? All right. So I'm going to play a few requests from Tristan. I just want to give a big welcome to Tristan, my very good friend. He just moved to Minneapolis. And so I just want to welcome you to the neighborhood and say thank you for, thank you for moving here. We're glad to have you. And it's always nice to have another cool person in the neighborhood. So anyway, welcome, Tristan. Here is one of your many requests that you sent me. And I appreciate it because I needed to get this playlist going as quickly as possible. I almost didn't make it here in time because we were actually over at Tristan's house putting together a computer chair and changing out that weak shower head that you had in there, and now you've got full water pressure in your apartment, and it's nice, it's glorious. So I'm glad that my roommate and I could help you out. Oh, I didn't mostly just kept the dog busy, but anyway, all right, enough chit chat, enough yammering, enough yakking. Let's go ahead and get this show on the road with the toys with a little song called Smoke Two Joints.
Thank you.
right. Well, when I do this show, I smoke two joints. And then when I get a request, I smoke two more. And we have a request, so... All right, Kevin. This song's for you. I'm not high right now. I promise. I might be later.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, The Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. Wildwood Flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, and my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on a weed." He said, "Well, let me give it a try." Spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly out and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. And we mashed them up and we cleaned them off. Put them in the corn cob pie. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied it and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
When it gets dry and you wanna get high. I gotta clean them seeds just one more time. Now, I used to sit around and sing about booze. Now I sing about whatever I use.
Sing this with me. Granny, won't you smoke some? Granny, won't you smoke some? Granny, won't you smoke some? I'll get cookies, we'll get high and do the boogie. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana. Granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some, granny won't smoke some marijuana. Hey, you know what I like to do the most? old, smoke it out short, and eat the roast. Granny old smokes on the granny old smokes on the granny old smokes on the marijuana. Granny old smokes on the granny old smokes on the granny old smokes on the marijuana. Looking for Nevada, Granny's out looking for some marijuana. Granny will smoke some, Granny will smoke some, Granny will smoke some marijuana. Granny will smoke some, Granny will smoke some, Granny will smoke some marijuana. Here I am down on my knees, get away, Granny, get away, please. Granny used to get high and listen to the Beatles. Ain't as much fun now that it's legal. Granny will smoke some, Granny will smoke some, Granny will smoke some marijuana. Granny will smoke some, Granny will smoke some, Granny will smoke some marijuana.
You know, there are some things that people who are stoned, there are some things that they do that are funny or annoying or just, you know, stereotypical, oh, they're high. And Eric Red Schwartz did a little song about that.
Stare at the walls, say something dumb. Stare at the walls, these are things that stoned people do. Go into delis, take half an hour to buy chocolate and beef jerky. These are things that stone people do. And down to the five. And up to the one. How about down to the five again? I like my cat. I love my cat.
Ow! I hate my cat.
These are things that stone people do. Watch an old lady cross the street. Watch her get hit by a truck. And then giggle uncontrollably. These are things that stone people do. Go on forever, couldn't it? I heard about these things. Go down five flights to buy some rolling papers and then leave them on the counter. These are things that stone people do. It's not funny. It's really not funny. Take my word for it. Oh, man. These are things that some people do.
And that was Eric Schwartz with Stoned People right here on the Fun Zone. Here's Garfunkel and Oates with Weed Card.
Everyone knows marijuana's dangerous and medical pot is really strong. That's why it's so hard in California to get your weed card unless something's really wrong. Visit to my doctor. It's a long shot, but I gotta try. He hands me a list of all the ailments I can have to qualify. Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. A government supply to get legally high. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. For having headaches, bad dreams, or anxiety, propensity for drugs or alcohol, anorexia or obesity, too fat, too thin, either way you win. Carpal tunnel syndrome, color blindness, and stuttering, tooth decay, fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ. You can smoke to quit cigarettes for asthma or your Tourette's. It's a dream come true. There's nothing pot can't do. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. Break it down now, got back pain, need Mary Jane, can't handle this, need cannabis. Got a stomach ache, got a wake and bake, have an injury, need THC. Get f***ed up for your hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty palms, in case you need a diagnosis. It's not a crime, it's 420 time. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me prescription.
All right, that was Garfunkel and Oates with Weed Card right here on the Fun Zone. And it is 420 weekend, so that is why we're playing songs about the ganja. So if you have a request that you want to hear, send me an email. If you're listening on Sunday night between 7 and 9 Central, that's PM, by the way, then you can send me an email. My email address is mail@funzone.show. That is mail@funzone.show.
One sunny day I was riding my bike and smoking a joint, cause that's what I like. A policeman stopped me and began to stare and said, "Hey, sonny, what you smoking there?" I said, "It's a reefer, do you want some, policeman? It's a reefer, do you want a blast? It's a reefer, do you want some, policeman? Or would you prefer me to shove it up your ass?" Well, he put me in his car and he left my bike and he took my reefer, which he quite liked. We got to the station and his eyes were all red and the sergeant said, "Constable, you're out of your head." He said, "Yeah, it's a reefer, do you want some, sergeant? It's a reefer, do you want a blast? It's a reefer, do you want some, sergeant? Or would you prefer me to shove it up your ass?" The constable for his little joke, and he went to the bathroom to have a little soak. When he got back, had rolled another eight, and they were being passed round every copper in the place. Well, I sold them 2 ounces and 1/16th, and they rolled the biggest joint that the world has ever seen. And they all sang together, "It's a reefer, do you want some, Matthew? It's a reefer, do you want a blast? It's a reefer, do you want some, Matthew? Thanks for your company and thanks for the grass."
Ironically, I care about everything. Hand me that vaporizer.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. La da 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 da.
Glaucoma, but then I got high. Smelled the cannabis aroma, and I got high. Glaucoma is getting better, and I know why.
Why, babe?
Yeah, because I got high.
Baby.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
La, 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 da, da.
I used to smoke cigarettes, but then I got high. Get tired and call it quits, but then I got high. I'm playing basketball and jogging, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high.
Because I got high.
Because I got high. I used to drink beer and wine, but then I got high. I woke up feeling fine, cause I got high. Attacks, but then I got high. I used to take Xanax, but then I got high. No more prescription pills, and I know why. Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. The state made revenue because I got high. They built a school or two because I got high. Now the state can fund drug treatment, and I know why. Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da. No more criminal traps if it's legalized. I don't have to buy from gangbangers shooting craps if it's legalized. With weed maps, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah.
It's legalized. It's legalized. La 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 da da.
I wanna say what's up to the entire staff at Normal. All the secretaries, all the lawyers, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I wanna say what's up to Weed Maps. Thanks for putting me on. Y'all go get one of them Weed Map apps. Navigate to a dispensary anywhere in the world.
That, my friends, was the positive remix of Because I Got High by Afro Man. And we have many, many more weed songs coming your way. This next one is by Peter Tosh.
Size it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it. Some call it tampi, some call it the weed. Of instrument too. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, that's the best thing you can do. For the food, good for asthma, good for tuberculosis, even pneumothrombosis. Got to legalize. Don't criticize it. advertise it. Birds eat it. Ants love it. Fowls eat it. Goats love to play. Got to legalize it, and don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it. Keep on telling them legalize it.
God had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection? And yeah, yeah, God looks baked. Yeah, yeah, God smells good. Yeah, 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 yeah. What if God smoked cannabis? Hit the bong like some of us. Drove a tie-dye microbus, and he subscribes to Rolling Stone. Made this place in the beginning. Did he plant any seeds, or did he put them there for Adam and Eve so they'd be hungry for the apple that the snake was always offering?
Prescribing your pleasure from dusk till dawn. Rock and roll doctor is always on.
Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir.
Hello?
You want to turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man, and I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs or just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what it is?
I do too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the rock and roll doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try the reds instead. Okay, Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio
down. Yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be taking some coke, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and Roll Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the Rock and Roll Doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple of days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, and also at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name, and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor, and be back with Timothy Leary.
Is this Dean Horn? We're...
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild.
Keep that in there.
And free.
What? I keep them rolled up, sagging my pants, not caring what I show. Keep it real, if you don't know me, keep it playing with my bros. It look clean, don't it? Watched it the other day, watch how you lean on it. Keep me some 501 jeans on it. Roll up bigger than King Kong's fingers and burn them things down to they stingers. You a class clown, and if I skip for the day, I'm with your chick smoking gray.
You know what? It's like I'm 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case, trying to find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase. Chevy, it's getting kind of heavy. Irrelevant. Selling it, dipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Zipping the safe, flipping for pay. Tipping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, folk, like a leaf, put the in the chain.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young.
Care. Long as me and my team in here, it's gonna be some green in the air. Tell them, Mac.
Blowing everywhere we going, and now you know it when I step right up. Get my lighter so I can light up.
That's how it should be done. Soon as you're thinking you're down, find how to turn things around. Now things are looking up.
From the ground up, pound up, this Taylor gang. So turn my sound up and mount up and do my thing.
Now I'm chilling, fresh out of class, feeling like I'm on my own and I could probably own the building. Got my own car, no job, no children. Had a size project, me and Matt killed it.
THC, MAC, DEV, HD3, it's me. This is us, we gon' fuss and we gon' fight and we gon' roll and live
on. So up, we get drunk. So up, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So up, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
Yeah, roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun. So we just roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one,
then we all just having fun.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun, and we don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
Aisle 1, fruits and veggies. trophies by the ton. Hey, check it out, Radicchio. These red leaves, man, they almost glow. And by Joe, I've always wanted to try it. I wonder if I have enough to buy it. It's grown in Japan or maybe China or maybe some farm in South Carolina. Just then I hear a voice in my head. Stay focused, man, tuna and bread. But right now I'm in produce bliss. I'm too high for this.
Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store, too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store, too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more.
Everyone in here is staring at me.
Tuna, chicken of the sea, or big kahuna, packed in oil, packed in water, dolphin friendly, dolphin slaughtering. Oh God, what about the bread? Should I get white or wheat instead? Or rye, rye's the best I've tasted. Rye is best whenever you're wasted.
Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store, too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store, too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more.
Finally done, it's checkout time, searching for the shortest line, the express lane, but they don't take checks, and you gotta have 10 items or less, so let's see, ding-dongs and bag of chips, Cap'n Crunch and some onion dip, it's sugar and salt, space and schism, the yin-yang of munchy Taoism. I got my favorite beer, Carlinger, and pre-sweetened Kool-Aid you eat with your finger, you lick your finger, then you stick it in the bag, and you stick it down your throat, but not too far, you gag, that's less than 10, check me out, go ahead. Oh, I forgot the tuna and the bread.
Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store, too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more. Too high for the supermarket, too high for the grocery store, too high for the supermarket, ain't gonna shop like this no more.
I love that song. All right. Well, that was The Uninvited with Too High for the Supermarket right here on the Fun Zone. We're playing songs about the ganja. And we have this song by Corey that he requested in our Twitch channel, which you can join us in by going to twitch.tv/funzoneshow. That's FUNZONESHOW. Yeah, that's how you spell it. Fun Zone Show. Anyway, twitch.tv/funzoneshow. You can make a request there just like Corey did. Here's Family Guy with A Bag of Weed.
Now everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick. But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
When Texas people want to feel good,
they go assault a queer.
When stupid people need a thrill,
they rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a rush,
he humps a guy like me.
Right.
But all we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry-free.
One, two, three, ho! A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. No, you don't need nothing, you don't need speed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Have a go, Brian.
As Mr. H.L. Mencken said, the common man's a fool.
And just like Helen Keller said, doof doogie people bool.
But try and use your heads and don't buy into all the fear.
Hey! Cause all we need is a bag of weed to make us wanna cheer. And one, two, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. You can try and fight, but we're all agreed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
From Paul Harvey.
This is Paul Harvey. Marijuana. Stand by for news. Marijuana. 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 On Cullendon Lane, Jacksonville, Florida, marijuana. Chuck Buick finally gave up. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. Marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully. Marijuana. My marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Marijuana. Marijuana.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
I went to the washroom, and even from there, it sounded like a real live lady singing right outside the door. Marijuana. I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. With heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. Marijuana. Marijuana. There's a searing ember down your neck. Search, rescue, ventilate. Marijuana. Somebody's singed a kitten.
So relaxed. Neck muscles are becoming so relaxed and so at ease. Your lower legs are relaxing. Let it happen and let the relaxation flow. Your upper legs are relaxing.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
It is fast becoming a new American tradition. the reasons for having the party are the same. Friends getting together to have fun. New relationships are made here as well.
Oh, it feels so wonderful.
Probably more easily, since there's a feeling of openness and sharing between the smokers. Euphoria seems to be everywhere. And all the senses seem to be heightened.
Oh, this kind is really
food, smells, touch, music, all contribute to the enjoyment of the evening. The intoxication they feel from the marijuana is an entirely different kind of high than one gets with alcohol.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Up in smoke. That's where my money goes. In my lungs, and sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bummer y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke y todos mis cares go up in smoke.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be. Cause when I'm high, the world's low, don't bother me. When life begins to be one long and dangerous road, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke. And all my cares go up in smoke.
And that's Cheech and Chong with Up in Smoke right here on the Fun Zone. And it is the top of the hour, so I think we have to do this. Alrighty then. Well, the big clock on the wall says that we have to leave. The program director is tapping his wristwatch and kind of tapping his foot, kind of going like, come on, let's wrap it up. Get off the air. It's time to go home. Pick up your severance pay on the way out. Anyway, so I guess we need to go. We need to leave. We need to exit. We need to vamoose. So we're going to do that. But we'll be back next week with clearer eyes and more functional gray matter. All right, we'll see you all next week. Until then, goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Hmm, how many hits did that thing receive?
Unfortunately, not enough to kill it.
No! Hmm.